Theme Weaver. Can you guess the theme with Nugget and Al?
That's what it's all about today. Theme Weavers, themes from TV shows.
Now, I mentioned earlier, g'day Hales, welcome back. But Hales was away yesterday, so Alana and Naomi filled in on What's My Line. Alana did a wonderful job. Naomi basically just was here for morale, it seems. But Alana did a wonderful job. She filled in brilliantly. She knew everything. So you think, tell you what, you bring Alana back. You brought Fran. How are you, Franny?
And someone's turned my screen off in front of me, so there's no way of
since
me cheating.
Since cheating, Gabe.
No, I did. To be fair, I tried to cheat but was unsuccessful, so I've never technically cheated.
That's not how it works.
But you've got a reputation now.
I'm going to refer here to Fran, who used to swim for Australia. If you take steroids and still come last, it's still cheating, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. How do you justify your cheating?
Score is 18-7 in your favour, Nug, at the moment.
18-7.
It's starting to blow out a little bit.
It's been a lot worse than that. Yeah. I'm worried today's game might be too easy, but we'll see how we go.
So very simple TV show themes. We've just got to work out what they are.
First one for the newsies.
We've done this one before. Yeah.
Fran's just, her shoulders just dropped.
I think it's Mad About You. Do you think it's Mad About You?
Yeah.
I would like to.
Oh, no. No, it's not. It's not. Hang on. Mad About You. No, it's not.
Are you having an episode?
Didn't you just say you've done this one before? So you're saying Mad About You.
No,
are you locking that in?
I'm not.
Would you like to think about it for 5 or 10 more minutes? We haven't got songs to play or anything.
Come to me quickly, all right? I'm going to be so angry about this. Do you know what it is, Fran? It's not Mad About You. Nugget, what is it?
I would like to submit to the jury that it's Will and Grace.
Oh, Will and Grace! Gosh, darn it!
Ironically, Hayley showing zero grace after that result.
A lot of willpower.
A lot of willpower, yeah. She keeps coming back
that's
to the
segment. That's not a good point to lose the first one.
No.
Because that means...
That's a tough turnaround.
I was saying it out loud. I'm like, of course it's not Mad About You.
Nugget has the opportunity to jump out to a quick 2-0 lead here.
Okay.
Let's see. You mightn't get this one.
Okay.
Was a popular show.
That's hard.
Oh, so you've narrowed it down to about 250 shows. Thank you. Oh, you mean the popular TV show?
Yeah.
I had an inkling for about 3 seconds, but I've got nothing.
Nothing?
Absolutely.
Here's your
nothing.
Chance, ladies.
Hales.
What do you think?
No, Miami Vice or something. I feel like
no, Death
like...
in Paradise? No one watched that.
Huh?
No one. Yeah.
I got nothing, big boy.
I got nothing too. What is it?
The answer was Ugly Betty.
Oh.
Ugly Betty.
I would rather have lost that point than have watched Ugly Betty. That was worth losing the point to have never watched Ugly Betty, could I tell you?
All right.
Second you can afford to say that. You're about 5,000 ahead. You'll have points. You can have them. Still going to win.
See how you go with this one, ladies.
Oh.
What is it?
You don't have to whisper, it's not a secret, Fran.
Oh, Jason, hello, I'm sorry.
Oh, such a pretty piece of music. So, what do you think that one is?
Jason.
But I'm gonna just be devil's advocate here. I reckon that's Young and the Restless.
Oh, the answer is Young and the Restless.
Can I just thank my long passed away nan, Babsy, for that? Because on every school holidays, the TV was not allowed to be touched from 1:30 to 3:30 because it was Days of Our Lives and then Young and the Restless.
Wow.
So that song is in my DNA.
And you had the other one the other day and I switched it, remember?
Yes.
Oh, Bold and Beautiful. Yeah,
so in your defence, Fran, they all do sound very similar, all of those.
Oh,
but
we are failing.
How's he patronising you? Just pat Fran on the head. It's okay, sweetheart.
It's 2-0 to you, Nug.
It's like we're in Mad Men.
Your chance to have a 3-0 victory today.
Okay. I take no joy in this.
Icelandic
song?
No.
I have no idea.
What do you think that might be?
I reckon that might be Suits.
You're going for Suits, which is Meghan Markle.
Which Meghan Markle used to be on. That's
Would you have gone for Suits, ladies?
I have absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Hayley was thinking some sort of Icelandic show.
I've never seen that.
She was going for the Björn and the Restless.
Yes, you're correct, Nugget. It is Suits.
God, no.
And again, one of those shows when I started watching, everyone said, oh, Suits is so good. Mm. And then I remembered I hate legal dramas. And I went, oh, wait, is this about lawyers, is it?
I think it only became popular after we found out Meghan Markle was going to join the royal family or something. Yeah, but
yeah. And now no one likes her, so it's all
good. Look, I'm sad to say, ladies, that's a 3-0 win.
That was terrible.
Which now makes the score 21-7.
Which brings us back to zero, because it went...
It's got to be a lead of 20.
Yeah, it's only 14 lead, so you've got at least a couple of...
It's only 14, don't stress.
You've got at least a couple of games to go, yes.
Thanks, Freddie. Thanks, Isles.